In Uganda, the relationship between landlords and tenants is often fraught with tension and misunderstandings. One prevailing issue is the perception that many landlords behave as if they are above the law. This behavior stems from a complex interplay of cultural, legal, and socioeconomic factors. To understand this phenomenon, we must delve into the intricacies of Uganda's rental market, legal framework, and societal norms. Here are some concrete examples that illustrate why many Ugandan landlords feel empowered to act beyond the law. Historical and cultural context. In Uganda, land ownership carries significant historical and cultural weight. Traditionally, land and property have been seen as symbols of wealth and power. This deep-rooted cultural perspective often influences the behavior of landlords, who may view themselves as having unquestionable authority over their property. Example. In rural areas, landlords who own land passed down through generations often see themselves as custodians of their ancestral land. This perspective leads them to believe they have absolute control over their property and tenants, disregarding legal stipulations. Weak legal framework and enforcement. Uganda's legal framework governing landlord-tenant relationships is often seen as inadequate and poorly enforced. While there are laws in place, such as the Rent Restriction Act and the Landlord and Tenant Bill, their implementation remains weak. Example. A tenant facing eviction without due notice may find that local authorities are slow to act or even side with the landlord, especially if the landlord has more social or financial influence. This makes tenants hesitant to pursue legal recourse, knowing the system is skewed against them. Example. In Kampala, tenants frequently report instances where landlords increase rent arbitrarily without adhering to legal notice periods or caps on rent hikes, confident that tenants will not pursue legal action due to the cumbersome and corrupt judicial process. Socioeconomic dynamics. The socioeconomic dynamics in Uganda further complicate the landlord-tenant relationship. High poverty rates and a significant housing shortage put tenants at a disadvantage. Example. A tenant in Kampala's overcrowded informal settlements may endure substandard living conditions, such as inadequate sanitation or unreliable water supply, because they have few alternative housing options. The landlord, aware of the scarcity, exploits the situation, knowing the tenant cannot afford to move elsewhere. Additionally, the informal nature of many rental agreements exacerbates the problem. Verbal agreements are common, and written contracts, if they exist, are often vague and skewed in favor of the landlord. Example. A tenant might move into a property based on a verbal agreement on the rent amount and payment terms. Later, the landlord might change the terms unilaterally, such as demanding additional fees or increasing the rent unexpectedly, leaving the tenant with little recourse due to the lack of a formal contract. Lack of tenant awareness and organization. Many tenants in Uganda are not fully aware of their rights and the legal protections available to them. This lack of awareness stems from limited access to legal information and education. Example. A tenant might not know that they are entitled to a written notice before eviction or that they can report unfair practices to tenant advocacy organizations. Without this knowledge, they are less likely to challenge unlawful actions by landlords. Moreover, tenant organizations and advocacy groups are relatively weak in Uganda. Example. In the absence of strong tenant unions, individuals facing illegal evictions or exploitative rent hikes have little support. In contrast, landlords often have associations that lobby for their interests, further perpetuating the power imbalance. Government inaction and policy gaps. Government inaction and policy gaps also contribute to the problem. Despite recognizing the issues within the rental market, there has been a lack of comprehensive and effective policies to address them. Example. The government's failure to implement and enforce existing laws, such as the requirement for landlords to provide written leases, creates an environment where landlords can operate with little oversight. This leads to situations where tenants are evicted without proper notice or subjected to arbitrary rent increases. Conclusion: the perception that many Ugandan landlords are above the law is rooted in historical, cultural, legal, and socioeconomic factors. Addressing this issue requires a multifaceted approach. Strengthening legal frameworks and enforcement, increasing tenant awareness and organization, and implementing comprehensive housing policies. Only through concerted efforts from the government, civil society, and the legal community can the balance of power between landlords and tenants be shifted towards a more equitable and just system. Ultimately, fostering a culture of accountability and respect for the rule of law is essential for improving the landlord-tenant relationship in Uganda. This change will not only protect tenants' rights but also contribute to a more stable and fair rental market.